This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine's president says Russia should pay for the destruction it has caused. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
In his Friday night video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky called for Russia to be held financially responsible for the damage its forces have inflicted on Ukraine. Zelensky said Russian forces fired a missile at the northeastern Kharkiv region Friday and destroyed a cultural center in Losova. Zelensky said Russian missiles also hit the cities of Odessa in the south and Poltava in the east. As Russia claimed to have captured Mariupol on Friday, Associated Press cameras recorded buses ferrying Ukrainian fighters to a former penal colony. Russia's state news agency said 2,439 Ukrainian fighters who were holed up in the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol have surrendered since Monday, including over 500 Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Zelensky also said on Friday that victory in his country's ongoing war with Russia will ultimately come through a diplomatic settlement. He said his country is attempting to recover those fighters in Mariupol. While Russia's defense ministry said Friday that Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin that both the Azovstal steel plant and Mariupol have been fully liberated, there was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine that Mariupol was fully under Russian control. In other developments Friday, Russia stepped up its assault on eastern Ukraine using artillery, rocket launchers, and aircraft to pound the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. You can find more on all of our stories on Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have signaled a stronger military posture amid a series of recent North Korean missile test launches and a potential nuclear test. The president said at a news conference on Saturday that he and South Korean President Yoon are committed to strengthening the close engagement between the two countries. He said that agreement includes addressing the threat posed by North Korea. Biden's on the first stop of a six-day trip to South Korea and Japan. At the same news conference, President Yoon said through an interpreter that Biden had confirmed what he called the ironclad U.S. commitment to defending South Korea with substantive extended deterrence. Both leaders said after the meeting that they will consider expanding joint military exercises to deter the nuclear threat from North Korea. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
The announcement during Biden's visit to Seoul reflects a shift in direction from former U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump had considered scrapping the exercises and had expressed affection for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The announcement may also put to rest concerns in Seoul that Washington would revert to the Obama administration's policy of strategic patience, in which it largely looked the other way while North Korea expanded its nuclear arsenal. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A new poll shows U.S. President Joe Biden's approval rating dipped to the lowest point of his presidency in May, with deepening pessimism emerging among members of his own Democratic Party. Only 39% of U.S. adults approve of Biden's performance as president. This, according to a poll from the AP and the Center for Public Research. Overall, only 2 in 10 adults, about 2 in 10 adults, that is, say the U.S. is heading in the right direction or the economy is good. Both are down from about 3 in 10 adults a month earlier. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has conceded defeat after an election Saturday. Partial results show the opposition Labor Party is set to end almost a decade of conservative rule. Pro-environment independents may have played a role in the vote's outcome. Partial results showed Morrison's Liberal National Coalition had been punished by voters in Western Australia and in affluent urban seats in particular. Labor has yet to reach the 76 of 151 lower house seats required to form a government alone. Final results could take time as a counting of a record number of postal votes is completed. And our top story this hour, Ukraine's president has said that Russia should pay for the destruction it has caused in Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.